Live from KQED News, I'm Danielle Venton. A federal judge is set to sentence former San Francisco Public Utilities Commission General Manager Harlan Kelly today. It's part of the ongoing City Hall corruption scandal that began in 2020. Kelly could get more than 6 years in prison. KQED's Joe Fitzgerald Rodriguez reports.
Kelly was convicted last year of taking bribes from a construction firm that wanted help in getting a multi-million dollar city contract, and also of defrauding a loan company to borrow $1.3 million. But he has supporters. In a letter to the court, former Mayor Willie Brown said he would give Kelly a second chance, and Kelly's wife said her two sons would suffer without their father at home. Court filings also reveal Kelly suffered a heart attack last month while playing basketball. The judge will consider those factors in handing down his sentence. I'm Joe Fitzgerald Rodriguez, KQED News.
California lawmakers are hearing a bill today that would extend the April 2nd deadline for students to apply for a Cal Grant. KQED's Daniel Eduardo Hernandez reports.
Problems with the new federal student financial aid website have delayed many applications, and a glitch prevented U.S. citizens with non-citizen parents from completing the online form. That problem was resolved just last week. Gina Brown is with the California Community College Chancellor's Office. She says the extension would relieve stress for many students struggling with the new site.
But for all of the continuing students, because it is so different, they may need additional time to submit and to get through all of those questions.
A spokesperson for the California Student Aid Commission, which manages the Cal Grant program, says it fully supports the deadline extension. I'm Daniel Eduardo Hernandez, KQED News.
And I'm Danielle Venton.